Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and, of course, our drivers delivering the mail from the bulk mail centers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have our friend in Colorado listening to us on KNUS, AM 710, The Answer, Aaron. And Aaron, good morning, and what's going on in Colorado?
Yeah, hello there. Morning, Cab. Morning, Denise.
Morning.
I just want to make a quick comment on the nut job that went crazy, and luckily, by miracle, he didn't kill anybody. Shot 10 people, but luckily, all of them amazingly survived. And obviously, this guy drunk somebody's Kool-Aid and decided to go crazy. It's too bad he didn't blow his brains out just so to save taxpayers money for putting him in trial, and eventually he'll stay in prison until he dies. You know, which is really, I guess he wanted to leave planet Earth the hard way instead of taking the easy way out. But it's just truly sad. And quick thing, I have this question goes to Denise, and I'm sure she'll answer it as honestly and bluntly as she always does. Pence, the former vice president, spoke at the University of Virginia Tuesday, and he brought up the wokeness and all this stuff. But the thing is, Denise, in your opinion, is Pence a swamp creature? Is he the problem? Because I read his resume, and you know, his resume as a career politician, and it seems like Pence just doesn't get it. Like all career politicians, they're the problem, and not the solution. So Denise, if you please tell me, is Pence a swamp creature or not? And Denise, have a good night and a good morning. Goodbye, Cap.
Thank you, Aaron. Okay, and she's talking about Mike Pence.
Well, he is a creature of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
He's a product of the swamp. I think there's a lot of decency about the man, but he has been around the system for a very long time. I don't think he is as much as a he's not a nefarious swamp creature like a Nancy Pelosi would be,
no,
or a Ed Markey would be, not by a long stretch. So the answer to your question is yes. While being a decent guy, I don't think he brings a lot to the table anymore. I mean, I've listened to a couple of things that he has spoken about, some of his appearances, and just in the last week or so. He talks in platitudes and he states the obvious, so he doesn't offer a lot of substance to me. Now, certainly if you're a news watcher like I am all day long, he doesn't tell me anything that I can wrap my arms around with and run with it. So, yeah, he is a swamp creature, but he's not as bad as many others.
Okay, and before we move on to something different, she mentioned the shooter in New York. You did know that he called the police and told them where he was at yesterday, right, and said, come get me?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he didn't say that. He said, you guys are looking for me. Mm-hmm. I'm over here by McDonald's.
Yep.
And so by the time, I guess, the police got the tip and blah, 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 he had already left McDonald's, and that's when you had a couple of those other merchants that recognized him, and they called the police.
Yep, and the cops had gone to McDonald's, and then they came over and they arrested him without incident. But there's just something really screwy about this guy. I mean, you know, you drop your credit card, you leave all your stuff behind. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, if for nothing else, all you have to do is look at all the posts that he was putting up on Facebook.
Sure.
So there's a couple of the things that need to be stated here. And why was he allowed to be on Facebook, given, you know, the, what is it,
the rants.
Standards of,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Shouldn't have been there.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you apply the same rules, you know, to everybody else. But the guy had also, too, I think I read, had been, he's got 14 prior convictions.
Mm-hmm. 9 felonies.
Now, we'd have to, I don't know the calendar because they didn't put that out there mm-hmm. on his prior convictions,
mm-hmm.
if they happened before or after he bought that weapon from a pawn shop in Ohio.
Well, I know.
The other fascinating thing is mm-hmm. that the FBI guy at the press conference came out yesterday and said, we have read that this guy was previously known to us and was part of a database and blah, 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 which Newsweek reported is patently false. Turns out he was. So mm-hmm. the FBI guy lied yesterday in the press conference.
All right, hold that thought. And, folks, I'll tell you how he bought that gun in the state of Ohio. I know exactly how he bought the gun in the state of Ohio. And you won't like what I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you the truth. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch. Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, I'll take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, and then get this, maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover all of that, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together with your motor vehicle. And that will save you a lot of money. I know because I've done it myself. So there you go. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and welcome back, and thank you very much there for being an active participant in the program.
Okay, thanks.
I had to say that because, we had a good call there from our friend Aaron in Colorado. But anyway, I want to address this gun thing. I had a number of people say to me, well, wait a minute, the guy's had all these arrests. How the hell did he get a gun? Blah, 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 blah. I said, wait a minute, hold. I said, we haven't heard exactly when he bought the gun, but it wasn't like in the last few weeks.
2011.
Okay, well, in 2011, and that's what I found out, at the time, it was legal for them to sell anyone a gun based strictly on a state background check in the state of Ohio, not federal. They did not have to have federal at that time. Now they do. The law changed. So that's how he got the gun. Comment?
None. 2011.
Yep. And
the interesting thing is that he had a storage unit in Philadelphia.
Right.
And I shouldn't say Philadelphia. I think it was Philadelphia.
It was Philadelphia.
And apparently there were other weapons there, too, and in his house. So we have to go slow in thinking that he was only in possession of one. I would also say somebody needs to tell us where this cat got his money.
Right.
You know, did he have a job? I mean, how is it that he could afford, you know, renting this van, having a, you know, some kind of a place of residence and then a storage unit? You know, there's something more going on here. I think there's more to the story.
I agree. And he may not have been by himself. He may have had other people involved somewhere along the line.
I can't even go there. So
no, I'm just saying. I said maybe, might, used the word might. But anyway, we'll find out, I'm sure, before too long. It was very quick to get the, identify the guy and get him arrested. That was really, that was top-notch police work by the NYPD.
Well, look, there's cameras all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, let's not forget, too, that you know, the technology and the tools that law enforcement have are pretty amazing. And so they triangulated his cell phone. And, you know, they got cameras. They went back and they looked at all the cameras for when the van came into New York and where it went and so forth. So there's much more that they know that we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Now, the United States has agreed to ship more heavy and lethal weapons to Ukraine. We're not shipping them the Challenger tanks, but we're shipping them the 150, the guns that are on the tank, although we could perhaps down the line send them some Challenger tanks. Apparently, they're going to maybe sort of kind of get 11 attack helicopters. I think that's up in the air right now. And we're definitely going to send them more of what Zelensky's been asking for. And why on God's earth we won't figure out a way to send him some sort of airplanes is beyond me. And then just to add in some good mix, did you hear Russia threatened to shoot down the NATO cargo planes?
I did.
Now, if they do one of those, what's going to happen then?
My whole thing is that there should be planes that are United Nations planes.
Correct.
That are shipping in
yep.
humanitarian stuff.
Yep.
You know, I said that 2 weeks ago,
yep.
And we should ask China to fly protection with those UN humanitarian shipments.
Mm-hmm.
China would likely not do it. That would also put us right where we need to be with China, saying shame on you, and give us a lot of reasons to start replacing China as a favored nation, than why they are anyway, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things in play here, and I'm not trusting that the United States is shipping what they say they have shipped and are going to ship what they say they're going to ship on a timely basis. I'm just not. You know, this administration has not led at all. You know, we knew, well, I shouldn't say we because I didn't, but intelligence officials in the Biden administration knew that Russia was going to invade, period.
Yeah.
They knew it in January because the director of the CIA, Bill Burns, flew to Moscow to tell Putin, don't do it. Putin wouldn't meet with him, but he did talk to him by phone. So we knew it. And we didn't arm him up at all as a defensive measure. None. Zero. Then, you know, what did we do? We delayed some kind of nuclear test, and then we delayed the hypersonic test four times, I might add.
Yep.
So, yeah, this administration, and, you know, all we're doing is sending out sanctions and doing these intermittent shipments of military assets. So, you know, I'm sorry. That's all the chicken way out of things as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Now, something else to mention here is yesterday we had the first bus where the illegals show up in Washington, D.C. and unload the the passengers that he had on board, and I was watching him cataloging them and then shaking their hand as they walked off into the sunset. And one of the guys he interviewed, they said, well, what are you going to do now? And he says, well, I'm going to save my money and get enough money so I can go to Florida and get a job. That's what he said.
I heard it. I watched all that.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I understand what Greg Abbott wants to do, but none of those people are staying in Washington, D.C. So, you know, Jen Psaki comes out and says, you know, first of all, she called it a stunt by Governor Abbott. But then yesterday she said, oh, we're very grateful that Governor Abbott is helping us with the transportation. So that's how they have turned it. But the majority of the people on that bus yesterday want to go to Miami, by the way. So now it's put some burden on Governor DeSantis
right. To
deal with it.
Yeah, and of course
the second bus, by the way, is en route to Washington, D.C.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. We'll see what happens there. Oh, my goodness. Be careful what you wish for, right?
Well, the other thing is the Biden administration is about to get very aggressive because essentially Greg Abbott has shut down the border when it comes to international transport of the ports of the 18-wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
And to do inspections. Because apparently the Biden administration has cut back dramatically on the inspections of the truck rigs.
Yeah.
And so that's and the Laredo sector is one of the largest ones that there is.
But yesterday Jen Psaki tried to blame Greg Abbott for inflation by having the Texas doing the truck inspections down there. What a moron.
Well, hold on here. She's not completely wrong. She's embellishing it, but she's not completely wrong because one day, maybe it was Monday or so, there were about 300 trucks that were backed up. I haven't looked at it since then.
Yeah, but the Mexican drivers were also doing a driver action that day. That's the story didn't get out. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, and I can't wait to talk about what we're going to talk about tomorrow. All right, later. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back with a good friend of the show. Her name is Annie. And you're going to want to hear this, veterans. This is a veteran segment coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
More U.S. money is earmarked for Ukraine.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. That includes artillery systems, helicopters, ammunition, and armored vehicles. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the money will go toward reinforcing capabilities in Ukraine or providing new capabilities.
All of them are designed to help Ukraine, as we talked about, help Ukraine in the fight that they are in right now, and the fight that they will be in coming days and weeks in the eastern part of the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Tornadoes swept through central Texas, injuring 24 people. Meanwhile, more severe storms with damaging winds loom in the central Midwest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this portion of the program always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to serve you. We're going to tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you a little bit about themselves. But check them out online. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. That is a high-paying, in-demand job that can literally get you work anywhere in the world because there's a demand right now for aviation maintenance technicians. Now, you find out more about them by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, ask to take the tour at one of their two locations, or maybe you'll want to go to both and see which one you want to go to. The first one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. Clearwater's on the other side of the bay. And then you got the second one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you've got that one, you've got the one down here, and all you got to do is call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of either one of the campuses or both. And by the way, Bo Browning will be here in studio next hour, an hour from now, to talk about National Aviation Academy, and we'll entertain whatever questions you have. But right now, it's my privilege and honor to have one of our individuals that works with Wounded Warriors and does a great job, I might add. Her name is Annie Oakland, and she is a certified international yoga therapist. And good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Captain Matt. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Now, listen, tell us what a certified integrated yoga therapist does.
So what we do is we look at the person, the body, as it shows up. And my personal view on it is I navigate using the nervous system. And especially with our military, settling the nervous system is one of the most important things. And then we look at the physicality, what muscles need to be stretched, what joints need to be opened, all of that. So it's kind of the big picture view of the body, the mind, and once the body and the mind get comfortable together, then our whole experience and all the things we know about yoga, the spirit side, begins to settle and people feel much better in their body.
Now, how does yoga help the military and our first responders? Because you do both.
I do, yes. And it's interesting, as you know, a lot of veterans, once they've left our military service, they just move straight across into continuing their desire to serve and into the first responder community. Yoga is extraordinary. A lot of people make jokes about it. I hear great jokes, by the way, about yoga. And the reality is that, as I said, it's about settling the nervous system. In service, in boot camp, immediately, and then even in first responder world, your nervous system is tuned, and I'm grateful that it's tuned, to respond, to react immediately.
Mm-hmm.
The bell goes, you hear the call, you're like, off we go. Your nervous system, that's your fight or flight side of the sympathetic nervous system, needs to respond immediately. No thinking, training kicks in, you go. And we need that. That's what keeps everybody secure, safe, however you want to say it. What happens is over time, and a lot of our military, obviously we've been at war for 20 years, not at this precise moment, but the reality is that once the nervous system is tuned and we've asked the nervous system to be on duty, ready to roll out at any moment for 8, 9 months, however long someone's deployment has been, turning it back off so that they can come back down into what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and digest side, which is how we fall asleep, how we get connected to our families, to ourselves again, that coming back down is almost damn near impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's wonderful is yoga is non-invasive, no medicine needed, because over the years of working at Walter Reed in D.C. since 2006, I mean, I saw guys literally with backpacks full of meds.
Mm-hmm.
To do all the things all day. And one of the great things was that a lot of these guys were able to get off the sleep meds and the pain meds because they had ways to navigate their own nervous system. Like, ooh, I'm feeling a little speedy today. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Settle the breath down. You know, do this posture. It'll release the tension out of your back and shoulders. So then your body's not constantly tapping at your brain saying, I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what chronic pain feels like. It sucks. We don't want to do that. We don't want to be in chronic pain because it just diminishes our ability to find comfort. And when the body is physically comfortable, then the mind starts to settle. And then we can navigate the things we need to navigate, being with mm-hmm. our family, enjoying our time,
yep.
and then ultimately, most importantly, sleeping.
Let me ask you a question. What about injuries? Some of these injuries are traumatic, missing arms and legs and whatnot. How does someone with an injury do yoga?
That's a great question because when I first started, like I said, in 2006, I remember walking into Walter Reed when it was still in D.C. Mm-hmm. and just looking around the room. It was, we were in the physical therapy department, and being completely shocked. I thought the same thing. Like, what are we going? How are we going to support people like this? But one of the beautiful things is yoga is adaptive by nature, and the reality is that the body knows how to move. But unfortunately, because of the nature of a traumatic injury when someone's in theater or in a training accident, mm-hmm. the reality is that the brain forgets how to rest. And so we harness what the body can do in the moment. But what's fascinating, so when we were working with amputees specifically, if, say, for example, your right leg is missing below the knee, the brain is still wired for your calf muscle, your ankle, and your foot and your toes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that sort of balance between body and brain kicks in, because we get the body comfortable, and then we do breathing exercises. And it's not, I'm not like breathe to your right knee or your right mm-hmm. quad and stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's breathe to your toes. I'll never forget, I remember telling a guy once, I was like, all right, we're going to breathe to your toes. He was mm-hmm. like, whoa, ma'am, my toes are still in Iraq. Like, I can't do that. I'm like, but your brain thinks it's still wired. And what was so amazing was watching his face as he okay. was doing the breathing exercises.
All right.
Watching his face we've say,
got,
oh,
we've got
I'm
about
not-
90 seconds left here, and I want to get two questions more and a couple
yes,
answers.
Oh.
First of all, how did you start working in the military settings? That's real quick. And then how does someone get a hold of you?
Yes, sir. My first student ever turned out to be a Navy SEAL Rear Admiral Tom W. Stephens. He was the head of Homeland Security at SOCOM at the time, mm-hmm. and that was back in 1999 when we started practicing together.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on exaltedwarrior.com. We have loads of free resources for service members, their families, free classes online, weekly retreats, trainings, all sorts of wonderful things. And again, that's exaltedwarrior.com.
Exaltedwarrior.com. Now, you can also get the first responders over there, too, the same way, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay,
they reach
because,
out to support them, too.
All right, and I did just get a message here. Let me see this real quick. Are you local? That's, and this is someone in Tampa asking. The answer to that is yes, but you also
yes.
travel, I think.
I do. I work all over the country. I have teachers all over the country. But we are based in Tampa, Florida, and I have veterans classes here in Tampa.
And the best way to do that is to go to your website, exaltedwarrior.com.
You got it.
All right. And listen, I look forward to talking to you again about this, because this
yes.
is something that's very important, and I think you do a tremendous function to help the people that need the help the most, because I don't see anybody else holding their hand up.
It's my greatest honor.
Well, and we're happy to know you and proud to know what it is that you do to help the first responders and the veterans that have given so much to the country, and it's about time we give more back.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
All right, well, Annie, thank you very much. And, folks, that was Annie Okerlund. Hold on, Annie, I'll be right back to you. That was Annie Okerlund. Annie, of course, is a certified integrated yoga therapist. Go to exaltedwarrior.com. That's exaltedwarrior.com for more. And I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch. Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and I will do just that. And before we get to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I want to remind everybody that Moss Acura, that's Moss spelled M-A-U-S, brings you my segment with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, I will tell you that your Moss Acura always comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are also some of the industry's best, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They take great care of all of you. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They're just 30 minutes north. Just 30 minutes north of St. Pete, downtown St. Pete, and about 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
I hope you're staying warm.
It's been beautiful out here the past couple of days.
Okay, there's some really rotten cold weather coming your way and a snowstorm, too. I don't know which you'll get, but you're going to get one or the other. So take...
I thought that was more Midwest.
Yeah, but it's coming east. It's been coming from the West Coast. It's made it halfway across the country, so you'll see it soon. Listen, I want to ask you a question. The Producer Price Index came out. And we've been throwing some numbers around back and forth. We thought that the consumer price index might be 10%. It wound up being 8.5. Now suddenly they come out with the producer price index, and it's 11.2% for March as energy has just gone off the chart.
Well, it's not just energy. It's that's a part of it. But the producer prices is what you got to think about. This is what businesses are buying, the materials and everything that goes into the stuff that
right.
you and I buy on a regular basis. So, you know, if anybody is thinking that inflation is going to somehow dissipate anytime soon, it's not. This is kind of looking into the future. Businesses have to pay more for materials to make stuff. Obviously, that's going to reflect what you and I are paying and everyone else is paying for things.
Right. So this is showing us that in the future, things are going to get much more expensive because of what businesses are having to spend to get the air wherewithal, the end product that they put out.
Yes, you got that right.
Wow. Is it going to stop anytime soon, Chris?
I wish I could give a little bit, hope. I mean, I think it might level off. To some degree, I don't see it right now based upon, what we're doing. I mean, if you think that, E15 ethanol is going to help, that's just patently absurd.
Well, that's ridiculous. You know why. There's some older vehicles out there that can't use the ethanol in the vehicles to begin with. And if they've got to go with E15, that's going to ruin their engines as well as
I learned yesterday that only 2,500 gas stations in the entire country can actually even carry it. That's it.
Uh-huh.
There's over 150,000 gas stations in the country. Only 2,500 can actually carry this E15. Not to mention it doesn't make, is efficient as far as the fuel is concerned. Your car won't run as far. So what difference does it make?
So then it's another waste of time.
Yeah, of course it's a waste of time. It's a distraction from actually doing anything about energy and, moving forward and investing in pipelines and various other things. That's why. I mean, it's our lack of any sort of sane national energy policy really hurt us.
All right, we have a call from one of our professional question askers, and this is Backgammon Bob. He's always got a good question. So, Backgammon Bob, what's your question today?
Yes, sir. Mr. Markowski, Mr. Captain.
Sir.
Are we going to have hyperinflation in the future, or just normal inflation like we had back in the Carter administration, and will this affect both the commodities or just everything else? And all right, that's it, Captain.
All right, okay. What do you think, Chris? Are we going to have hyperinflation in the future, or just normal inflation?
Well, you got to define hyperinflation. I don't know what the definition.
It's a term that the business experts were using yesterday.
What's the number? I mean, I think as far as I'm concerned, I think this is hyperinflation now. Not to mention the fact that we really can't do anything about it because of our national debt. We're limited in what we can do in actually handling the situation. So. When you have producer prices year over year up over 10%, and you're taking a look at what we've jumped to, one could consider it hyperinflation. I mean, wages are even coming close to keeping up. Real inflation for each of us over 10%. I mean, that to me is hyperinflation.
Now, wait till you hear this one. You're going to love this. Bidenflation, which is what they're calling the inflation under Biden, is now causing the Democrats to become unglued as far as their support of not only President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, but also the voters around the country, the Democrats, especially in one little town in San Francisco. They've just about had it with Nancy Pelosi because she cannot deliver the bacon anymore like she used to. They're paying through the nose there on everything.
Yeah, I believe that when I see that, Captain. I'll be honest with you. I'm not so certain that that Nancy Pelosi's going anywhere. You got to take a look at San Francisco and what it's become and the mess that it's become.
Yeah, that's where the dead people vote.
She's still in power. I don't know how you let something happen like this. You know, over a period of time, and you elect the same people again and again and again. So I guess people like to live in their own filth. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, remember, it was the Putin price hike until yesterday, and now they say that Governor Abbott in Texas has something to do with inflation because he's holding up the trucks on the Mexican border for inspection, to inspect them to come into the country. But nobody told anybody that the Mexican drivers were having a job action on the Mexican border starting Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And that's what's holding up the inspection on the border. It's the Mexicans themselves.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw that ridiculous idea. What's next? Are they going to float? I mean, they got to find a way to blame
these jackasses in the media who don't have boots on the ground or any way of checking this, don't even know what a truck looks like, let alone to figure out why they're doing what they're doing. These guys don't want to be inspected. Why? Because a lot of them are hauling illegals. Why? Because some of them are hauling drugs. Why? Because some of them don't have a license to drive in America.
People would rather not have, trucks coming into the country. Do you want them not checked? I mean, I don't understand that.
Well, I want everything checked that comes in here from Mexico because I know what goes on.
Yeah, there's certain trucks that obviously they can get through quicker if they're obviously verified and whatnot. But, other things, of course, they should be checked.
Well, what's going to be the hot button item for you today? I know you've got a podcast. What are you going to be talking about?
We'll continue on with inflation. Again, I might delve off today and talk a little bit about, the crime situation in New York. And, I'm sick and tired of seeing these politicians coming out and, giving these speeches, this woe is me type stuff when it's their doing, quite frankly. It really is with the types of policies that they put forward. So, we may even delve into that a little bit today.
Well, good, because I'm very glad to have you on the program, and you bring a lot to it. A lot of people really enjoy our segments with the stuff that we talk about because we lay it out there for the people to hear. They can listen to it or they cannot listen to it. They can pay attention, they cannot pay attention. It's only money.
Well, yeah, it's your money, and everybody should be smart with it, not do stupid things.
Yeah, and from what I know about you, with all the years that we've been together, I know that you really care about your clients, and you bend over backwards to take care of them. So, my friend, you have a good day. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Captain. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is a website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is a website. Go over there, check it out, and you'll find out what I just told you is exactly the case. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.